Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 40, beginning at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Verses 1 through 17, all of Psalm 40. And then in the New Testament, the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5, starting at verse 1. The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verses 1 through 11, 1 Peter chapter 5. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for the privilege and opportunity to come to you in prayer. Thank you for the opportunity for us to both spend time with you in prayer and in your word as you speak words of wisdom, guidance, and grace to us, as we commune with you, as we draw closer to you, as we receive from the words of wisdom, grace, and power that you speak to us through your word. Father, more and more empower us to be a people that walk in the counsel and the power and the grace of your word continually, who recognize the need for us to be dependent on your word all the time. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who's our guide, our comforter, our divine tutor, and so much more. Help us to continually follow his lead in all that we say and do. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we do rejoice in you today. We're thankful, Father, that we don't have to worship good circumstances or financial success or relationships, that we can worship you. We can look to you. We can lean on you. We can depend on you. We can find our happiness in you today. And help us to do that more and more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing our National Truth for Youth Bible Week this week here on American Family Radio, and we're still encouraging you to help us give away thousands of free Bibles to young people across our nation. You know, Pete, he's excited always again as he hears about Truth for Youth, and I hope that you're excited as well, because it's an opportunity for us to help young people to both receive the gospel as well as to share the gospel. Keep in mind, the way this project works is Revival Fires International is partnering with American Family Radio to help give one free Truth for Youth Bible to every teen between the ages of 13 and 18 who promises to pass it along to a friend this school year. The Truth for Youth Bible consists of the entire New Testament and a set of full-color comics that present the gospel and moral truths at the very beginning of the New Testament. And the Truth for Youth Bible is also available in Spanish as well. And over a million Truth for Youth Bibles have actually been given away over the last 20 years as a result of this project. And so what a privilege it is for us all to be involved with it this year. So again, this continues through through this coming Friday. So I hope that you will get involved. Get your teen to call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, 1-800-733-4737 to get for the teen to order that free Bible that they'll receive to pass on to another. Or the parents or grandparents of the teen can order the Bible for them as well. Or you can go online to order it. Truthforyouth.com. Again, that's truthforyouth.com. You can go there and order anytime between now and Friday online. Or the 800 number is available between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Once again, the 800 number, 1-800-733-4737. And I don't think I can overemphasize how important it is for us to both encourage our young people to be involved in the wonderful work of evangelism and discipleship. And this is a great way to help involve them and to encourage them and help light a fire for them to begin to have a growing passion to help the lost come to know Christ as well. Hope that you will get involved. We're blessed to have with us once again, it's been a little bit, but we're grateful to have with us once again, Sandy McGuire. She's the founder of the ministry Here Comes Joy Ministries. Sandy, how are you today?
Hi, Pastor Joseph. I'm well, thank you. It's always an honor to be on with you.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing. And if you would take a moment now, Sandy, if you would introduce yourself. Some of our listeners may remember you. In fact, I tell you, Sandy, I remember I got an email one day that someone asked, when is Sandy McGuire coming back on? They were looking forward to hearing from you once again. So tell them, just kind of reintroduce yourself and then tell them about the ministry Here Comes Joy.
Thank you so much. I have a ministry, founded a ministry about 3 years ago named Here Comes Joy. I've been operating in the area of intercession and inner healing for many years. I've served under several ministries such as Lou Ingalls, The Call, The Elijah List, Frederick Douglass Foundation, Dr. Michelle Carell, And after serving those ministries, learning many lessons, gaining lots of life experience, the Lord prompted me to begin my own ministry. Reluctantly, it took me a lot longer than it should have. I began this ministry, Here Comes Joy. And so my website is herecomesjoy.com if you'd like to know a little bit more. I focus on inner healing, helping the body of Christ to find freedom, and also intercession. I work with many organizations behind the scenes and help them to create an intercession structure. That's how my ministry was birthed. The reason that I named it Here Comes Joy, one day I was praying about the name and asking the Lord, and He gave me the name Here Comes Joy. And, you know, it makes so much sense that when we find freedom and heaviness lifts, weight lifts, difficulties come off of our shoulders, responsibilities that were really never ours to hold, when those lift and are alleviated, it makes so much room for more of the presence of God. And the Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy. And of course, we know that the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians 5 is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, etc. Joy is pretty high up on that list. And Pastor Joseph, I didn't realize how vital, how important the name was going to be, and just the need for joy until I went out and started ministering at churches and meetings. Last week, I ministered at a meeting in St. Simon Island, Georgia, and after praying individually for the group, many experienced joy after they received freedom. And so it's difficult to explain, but when the presence of God comes on you, really incredible things happen, and joy is one of them.
And, you know, in relation to that as well, Sandy, I think of this, that, you know, I think too often in the life of many believers, they think of joy as kind of a nice thing, a luxury, a good thing to have if you're into that. But on the other hand, the Word of God makes it very clear that joy is an important component and an important gift and tool, a gift of the Holy Spirit. In fact, you know, as Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 says, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if we want to move in the power of God, joy is extremely important. So it's not just a nice thing to have on the side. We need to be stirring up the joy of the Lord continually, dipping into the river of joy, who is the Holy Spirit, who's inside of us all the time, if we're wise. So again, a very important, it's a topic that we as believers are wise to really delve into and learn more about, stirring up our joy and moving in joy as, you know, as a priority. So I appreciate you sharing your thoughts about even the title of your ministry as well. I tell you what, we're coming up on a break in just a few moments, Sandy, but I want to ask you, after we come back out of the break, specifically, I'm going to ask for you to pray for believers. Well, amongst other things, pray that they would really hear and receive everything the Lord wants them to receive. But also, again, you're going to be sharing about one or two topics today, I think, that will both bless and encourage every believer. And a part of what I'm hoping that we'll also accomplish is to help believers better understand that God's Word is so critical to everything, absolutely everything in the life of a believer. And us being faithful students of His Word, believers who read and meditate on, is very important. And I tell you, Sandy, the fact that the Word of God is Jesus, and when we're spending time in the Word, we're spending time with Jesus, that truth all by itself, I think, is an important one as well. So we'll pick up there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Sandy McGuire, the founder of the ministry Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back.
It's God's stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sandy McGuire. She's the founder of the ministry Here Comes Joy Ministries. Sandy, as we begin this segment, as I mentioned, would you take time specifically to pray for our listeners, whatever's on your heart to pray for them about?
Yes, most definitely. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you today. And we lift up all of our listeners, everyone who's listening to this broadcast, Lord. You know exactly what is on their heart. You know the weights that they carry. You know the loved ones that they carry. And some have very, very, very serious concerns and have been weighed down so heavily. So we pray for them today, Lord, that even as they hear this broadcast, that those weights will lift. You've said that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So we stand in agreement for every listener, Lord, that today we're releasing weight. Today, Lord, we're releasing that heaviness. I pray for our spiritual ears to be open, our spiritual eyes to be wide open, that we will see today, Lord, and hear what you are saying specifically and personally to us. Lord, you are a personal God. This message is not just for many people. It's for you, you who are listening, those who are listening. There is the one, each of you, there is an individual message for you. So I pray today that you'll see that, you'll see your value to God is great. We thank you, Lord. I pray that you'll heal the areas that need to be healed today through this broadcast. I bless every listener to walk out their highest calling in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to ask you if you'll just jump right into the topic that's on your heart that you wanted to share with us today.
Most definitely, Pastor Joseph. Thank you. Well, the Lord has been having me do a series of teachings on the heart. And, you know, up to recently, we have seen the heart is simply an organ that just pumps blood. And more and more and more doctors and scientists and researchers are finding that our heart does so much more than just it's just an organ that pumps blood. Our heart, we have belief systems that come from our heart. In fact, our brain, oftentimes we think that we believe with our brain and in our brain and make decisions from there, but actually our brain and our heart are in constant communication. What they found is that our heart is doing most of the talking. And it's amazing how scientists and technology are just barely catching up to the Word of God. Because the Word of God says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the beliefs and the belief systems in our heart, what we believe determines where we go, determines who we are, determines our life. And so you might meet people who are very smart, knowledge smart, and maybe technology, mechanically, in all these areas. But we may make decisions that leave us scratching our head, wondering, why did I make that decision? I'm such a smart person. Well, it doesn't have much to do with you being a smart person. It's the beliefs in our heart.
Okay. Well, you know, the scripture, you just mentioned a scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2, I think it was verse 9. Let me just read it real briefly and let you expound on that, okay?
Okay.
It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Okay. You wanted to touch on that.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'll probably touch on it a little more toward the end, but that's really good. Okay. Because many of us, you know, we read the Bible, 66 books in different languages, and we miss out on a lot of the interpretation. Hmm. So we miss the real true meanings behind it. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk about some of the things that we do, decisions that we make, and we are making decisions based on knowledge that isn't true. And we're not doing our due diligence to check out who we're listening to and why we believe what we believe. If we're just listening to anything, you know, we can put an emphasis on just one area of our life and listen to, you know, maybe the news media or whomever. But we let the other important areas of our life go totally unmanaged, then that becomes a really big problem. And so, yeah, we'll talk about that. Because that word darkness, in verse 9, he has called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. That word darkness is actually translated into the word ignorance. He's called us out of ignorance. Hmm. So it's just many, many believers in the body of Christ, we have belief systems, and we are believing things that really aren't true. And so the big picture here is if we're believing a lie, we empower the liar. And so many are listening to media, listening to friends, listening, viewing on social media, and making up our mind based on a tiny portion of some truths that are oftentimes manipulated. And so whoever has your ear, right, has your future. It helps to create a belief system. I want to support that with Proverbs 4:23. And I'm going to read it from the Living Translation. I love that translation. But it says, it doesn't say keep your mind. It doesn't say keep your body. It says keep thy heart. And for context is always important with the word. Mm-hmm. In verse 20, he's saying, my son, attend to my words. He's talking about the word of God. And Pastor Joseph, this broadcast is all about the word of God because the word is truth. Mm-hmm. So we have to measure everything to the word of God. Right. So for context, he's telling us, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, right? It's truth. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why is it important to keep it in the midst of your heart? Here's why. This is the context, what he's saying. So first he's saying, you need the word. You need truth, because everything must be measured by that. Mm-hmm. Verse 22, for they, the word of God, right, for context, are life unto those who find them and health unto all their flesh. We need to understand he's saying something here about the word of God. It's life to us. It's health to our flesh. Here's a key verse in 23. Keep thine heart with all diligence. It doesn't say your mind. It doesn't say your body. It says keep your heart. For mm-hmm. out of it, out of your heart, right? And here's the Living Translation. Determines the course of your life. Mm-hmm. Why the heart? Why the heart? Because the belief, right? Proverbs 23 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, right? Romans 10:10, for we believe with the heart. Mm-hmm. For with the heart, you believe and are justified. So this is very interesting. Science is just catching up to this today. So out of the beliefs of your heart determines the course of your life. If we believe something about ourselves, about life, about God, like, for example, God's mad at me. If I believe that, God's mad at me, then when I go to church, I'm not really going to press in all the way. When I pray and read my Bible, it might be something that's mechanical that I'm checking off a box. But let's say if I had a relationship with my dad, it reflects men to, you know, be busy, too busy, in a bad mood, not able to commune with me, then I'm going to believe the same thing about God. And so if I have an ungodly belief that I cannot have a close relationship with God, I can barely scratch the surface of it, then because of that belief, my behavior is going to follow suit and fall in line with that. And I'm not going to press into God, because deep in my heart, I believe that I can't do it. I believe He's not available. And many times we make decisions with our hearts, and our behavior. behavior follows, and we don't understand why we're behaving a certain way until we go in and examine what we believe in our heart.
Well, and you know, I think it's very helpful for us to understand too that, like, you know, just like that scripture says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You know, the Bible speaks of spirit, soul, and body, and you know, it's helpful for us to know that if sometimes people may make the big mistake of, they may think, well, the soul and the spirit are the same thing. Well, biblically, that's just not true. Spirit, soul, and body are three different parts of our being. And it's helpful for us to understand that each affects the other, but they're separate from each other as well. But they all affect and have a connection to each other as well. And so our spirit, of course, that's the real us, and our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, and our body. But again, they're all vitally connected. So important, a helpful truth to know. So
that's really good, Pastor Joseph. They absolutely are connected. In fact, I want to go back into that, what I was talking about, the beliefs of the heart. You're absolutely right. It's connected to your behavior, right? And so, and if we understand scientifically that our heart actually does more talking than the brain, and our heart instructs the brain, then it changes the way we see life. Mm-hmm. And Jesus goes to the root system of that in Matthew 5. Mm-hmm. So remember, I just talked about behavior. Why do certain behaviors happen? Because of the beliefs of our heart. And so that means that there's a root to everyone's behavior. So, for example, you know, a child comes home from school really upset and starts acting out because something happened at school, and the parent comes up to the child and gets really mad and disciplines them for acting out. The parent may never get to the root unless we ask questions and find out, to go a little bit deeper into the heart. And so Jesus addresses that in Matthew 5, verse 21, regarding anger. He says, "You've heard that it was said by them of old time, 'Thou shalt not kill.' And whosoever shall kill will be in danger of judgment." Verse 22, but Jesus says, now he's addressing kingdom as he is throughout the New Testament. "But I say to you," here he is going to the root, "that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' that shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hell fire." So Jesus is saying, before we ever get to murder, let's address the heart, the anger, the bitterness that happens in our heart that leads to murder. So again, he's not just going straight to say, do this and don't do that. He's addressing heart issues as he does throughout his ministry. And he says it again in verse 27 of Matthew 5. He says, "You've heard it, that it was said by them of old times, 'Thou shalt not commit adultery.'" So there's the behavior, there's the act. It, of course, is a sin, absolutely. Jesus says in verse 28, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery," committed adultery with her already in his heart. So Jesus is saying, let's not even go to the adultery yet. Yeah, that's a sin. I don't want you to do it. But let's address the heart issues, whatever's going on in your heart that would lead to the sin, right? And Pastor Joseph, your broadcast is all about the Word of God, and we know the scripture that says, right, I've hidden thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
That's right.
So it's so tied in. It's so tied in.
And, you know, Sandy, I think it is so helpful for us to understand, too, that as believers, we're called to be diligent students of scriptures because, of course, the Word of God is Christ, and Christ is his Word. And we're spending time in the Word of God. Jesus, he's our Lord, our King, our Savior, but also he's our spiritual surgeon as well, the one who works on us when we need to be worked on, molds, shapes us, helps us to deal with sin in our lives as we're submitting to him and his Spirit. So being in the Word is so helpful to everything. So just an important truth for us to be mindful of. So.
Yes, and that was Psalm 119:11, I wanted to mention for those who want to write that down. "I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That is so key. So we may address sin and go, why am I doing this and why am I doing that? It's so important to understand what's going on in our hearts, but also he's giving us a key. He's giving us wisdom. He's giving us the key of how to prevent sin, hiding the word of God in our heart. If our heart is so full of the word of God, then it's going to be a lot more difficult for anger and bitterness to live there. It's going to be a lot more difficult for lust and all the sinful nature and sinful behavior to live there. We are full of the word of God. When a difficult situation happens, whatever's in us, if it's the world, if it's worldly music, if it's anger or curse words, whatever's in us from a tough time comes.
Sandy, we're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sandy McGuire. She's the founder of Here Comes Joy Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Elevation Worship with Oh Sing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sandy McGuire. She's the founder of Here Comes Joy Ministries. And Sandy, before you come back, just a couple scriptures I want to share that I think go very well with some of the insights you're sharing. One is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It tells us, the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then looking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, starting at verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, I think some very powerful truths that relate to what you shared is, of course, that, you know, the spirit, we are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, and of course, spirit is often interchanged with the term heart in the Word of God, and it's helpful for us to understand then that the spirit is the real us. You know, our spirit is eternal. You know, our body is going to die one day, but our spirit is eternal, and so we're to always, again, be careful what we allow to enter into our spirit as well. So, but please pick up where you left off there.
Yes, most definitely. So we were talking about ungodly belief systems. We were talking about, I began in Matthew 5, talking about where Jesus, you know, instead of addressing a behavior, he addressed the heart issue, the root of the problem that begins, as we've spoken much scripture about this, that we have to concentrate and focus on what we let in our heart. So there are many ways things get in. And, you know, right when we went to break, I was saying that, you know, when we are full of something, now let's say if it's the Word of God, if I'm filled with the Word of God in me and a difficult situation comes up, guess what's going to come out of my mouth? Because out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks. So I let the Word of God in through my eye gaze. It gets into my heart. And when a tough day or a difficult day comes, that's going to come out of my mouth. Now, if I am full of the world, if I'm full of anger or bitterness, or I have friends that are full of that, and, you know, I let that in through my ear gates because faith comes by hearing, and I have a tough day and an impossible situation arises, that is going to come out of my heart, out of my mouth. Maybe curse words keep, you know, if someone's listening to this, maybe curse words keep coming out of your mouth. You don't want to just address the behavior first. Let's go into the heart. What are you letting in your heart? Through your eyes, through your ears, right? Through friendship. The person who has your ear, right, has your future. And what thoughts are we allowing to remain in our mind? Because when we allow thoughts to permeate and continue on, you know, I heard this really great saying. It says, if you sow a thought, you reap an attitude, because we allow that to fester in our mind and it gets into our heart. So if we sow a thought, we reap an attitude. If we sow that attitude, we reap an action eventually. If we sow an action, we reap a habit. If we sow a habit, we reap character. And if we sow a character, we reap a destiny.
You know, Sandy, you said so much there. Would you specifically pray for believers to grasp the need for us, again, as you've already alluded to, be careful what we put in our hearts, but also to make it a high priority to fill our minds and our hearts with God's Word as a lifestyle? Would you pray for that?
Absolutely. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every listener here. Lord, there are some that have been stirred by this broadcast and by our conversation today. So we thank you for bringing truth. Your word says that truth sets us free. So, Lord, I pray that for those who feel like they have a block, when they try to go and read the word, something blocks them. They feel a resistance, or they get distracted. We break those blocks off right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you give them a fervency that they will press through. We thank you, God, for stirring them and calling them. Maybe it's, I don't know who you are, but someone, you get a lunch break at work and you get some breaks during the day. The Lord wants you to know, go on those breaks. Steal some time away. Go get in your car, turn on the air conditioner, and read the Word of God. The Lord says that you'll be able to find time if you ask him. Lord, help me to find time. If you ask him, he's going to show up and answer you. So, Lord, we thank you for making a way for those who need to get this Word in our hearts. And, Lord, out of 2 Corinthians 10, you said that we have to take every thought captive to come into the obedience of Christ. So, Lord, I pray that even as we have thoughts, that you will give, make us mindful that we must take them captive. I pray for an awareness, more awareness of you, more awareness of the need for your word. And today we stand together in Jesus' name and release a stirring. We release, Lord, a deep thirst into your heart, your belly, your mind, your soul, your body. We release a thirst for the Word of God, a thirst for the Spirit of God, a thirst for the presence and for kingdom in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sandy. You know, that's so important that believers recognize that we need the habit and the lifestyle of filling our minds and our hearts with the Word. I like to pretty regularly challenge believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters a day. But the sad reality is too many believers, it's like if we see the Word of God as being the fuel for our spiritual life in it, and it's that and so much more, for many believers, they're running on empty. They have so little in their tank, yet they're trying to function like they have a full tank. And so the fuel they're drawing from is not the Word of God, but too often it's the world. And that's reflected through their words, their actions, their attitude, and the things they do as well. So it's so important to get into that Word as a lifestyle. So,
absolutely, Pastor Joseph. It really is. We always know the difference between you know, someone who's a brand new believer, and that's wonderful, you know, when anyone gives their life to Christ. Mm-hmm. So when we've been in church for 5 years and don't know the word and have it in our heart, something is very wrong. Our foundation is weak in Christ. So when, you know, when we know that out of Matthew 7, when the storms and the wind and waves come, right, that person's toppled over. Those who hear the word but don't do what God says. And so I heard a really incredible pastor out of Ohio, Jim Baker. It's not the famous Jim Baker that everyone knows, but he had a good point. He said, you cannot build a skyscraper on an outhouse foundation, and that really represents the Word of God in us. If we don't have the Word of God in us, how can we go day to day and deal with some of the challenges that we have? Because the height of the building is determined, right? How much you grow, the height of the building is determined by the depth and the width of its foundation. And you're right. When people running on empty, sometimes we don't have that foundation in Christ, the prayer life, getting in the Word of God. And then it shows when difficulties come that we have to call other people, which is okay to call for agreement. Mm-hmm. So if you're full of the Word, people should be calling you for help, calling you for prayer. And so if you've known the Lord for 5 years or 10 years, you've been in church and still don't have that foundation of the Word of God, it is now time for you to shift and get into the Word of God. Make the time.
Again, that's such an important word of encouragement to every listener, no matter who we are, how long we've been saved. Being in the Word of God and filling up on the Word of God on a continual basis is important. And just like, you know, you have a believer, like I remember had a conversation with a young lady who said, well, I read the Bible all the way through, so I mean, I don't need to read it anymore, right? Well, of course, that's a faulty understanding. If you read it all the way through, great. But you need to, just like you need to eat food every day to be nourished physically, we need to feed on the Word of God daily to be nourished spiritually as a consistent lifestyle. So that's important.
Yes. I really like 3 John, I think it's 1 verse 2. Mm-hmm. The word says, beloved, I pray. And it's like Pastor Joseph and I are petitioning this for you today. I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. So how do you prosper your soul? Get in that word. Get in prayer. That's how you grow in God. Yes, that's how you grow in strength. This is, again, another key. This is how you prosper tangibly, and you are in good health as your soul prospers. They're hand in hand. They're tied in there. It's very important to know that.
That's right. That's right. You know, the great minister of the gospel from years gone by, John Wesley, he used the term means of grace. That was his word for spiritual habits. And of course, there are many spiritual habits that are important, but all of them cause the grace. Again, we can't earn grace, but there are certainly things we can do to cause grace to pour into our lives in greater measure. And being in the Word of God, being in prayer, those are two very important ones. So if you don't have the habit of reading God's Word every day, today is a great day to start that habit. And I like to encourage a goal of at least 3 chapters in the Bible daily. But if you want to do more, great. So, Sandy, our time is just about gone. Any final words of encouragement that you'd like to share before we end our time?
Yeah, absolutely. So you may feel overwhelmed. You may feel like this is so difficult. I'm not able to find the time, or it's just been so hard. If you could commit to reading one chapter per day, if you could take 5 minutes, sometimes that's all it takes. Take that time. And sometimes you're going to read the same chapter or same verse over and over and over. Mm-hmm. Be led by the Spirit. Sometimes the Lord might just give you one verse to permeate on, and He's going to speak through it. You do not have to do the heavy lifting on your own. Include God. Ask Him to help you. He will absolutely help you. I heard someone say something so funny, but I loved it. He said, you know, we want to walk in the supernatural, but if God is going to put His super on your natural has to have its act together. And that means get in the Word, get in prayer, do your part, and God will do His part.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sandy. And once again, to every believer, keep in mind, when you're reading the Bible, you're spending time in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus is talking to you. And when he talks to you, he doesn't just give information. He pours grace, peace, wisdom, power, and joy in your mind, your heart, and your life. You need that. I need that. We all need that. In these last few moments of the broadcast, if there's someone listening, if you know that you have never made the step of asking Christ into your life, or you're not sure where you are spiritually, I invite you to pray, to take a moment to pray and ask Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior right now. Would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much. You came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. If you prayed that prayer and received Christ, please email us and let us know. We want to share some information with you to encourage you in your new walk with the Lord. Sandy, if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you or your ministry?
They can contact me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-I, at HereComesJoy.com, or they could go to HereComesJoy.com and fill out the, there is a form to fill out if you'd like to hear more. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
All right. Thank you, Sandy, for being with us. And please pray much for Sandy and the ministry, Here Comes Joy Ministries. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.